comment and react to what they've heard thus far. Foreign Minister, you have the floor. Thank you, President. I wish to thank everyone for the comments they've made and the recommendations that they've addressed to us. Perhaps I can start by addressing some of the broad-ranging issues that have emerged from this first cluster of statements. Let me first of all refer to issues relating to freedom of expression. I'll give you the good news that this week, the National Assembly will send us the text, and we will be publishing in our official journal the new communication law promulgated by the government. We have done away with any risk of censorship which existed in previous legislation, as the United States mentioned in their statement. We are protecting the communication media, and there is the concept, we have done away with the concept of truth as enshrined within the government. There are guarantees for all journalists covering at-risk issues. We ensure that broadcasting allowances or licenses won't be used for censorship, and we will also support those who follow a model of self-regulation. I also wish to refer to an issue which has arisen, and this is chronic child malnutrition. It's the first time in Ecuador's history that there is a public policy for child chronic malnutrition. This is the early childhood strategy to prevent chronic child malnutrition, the aim of which is to sustainably diminish the prevalence of child malnutrition, which affects children between the ages of 1 and 4. This is something which affects more than 30% of Ecuador's children. We're also developing preventive mechanisms to identify and prevent chronic malnutrition in children under the age of 24 months. I